Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Faders up, John.
Faders up.
Faders up. You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast, if the National League still exists, John.
By the time this goes out, who knows?
We'll know. We'll know more.
We should do.
Will the letters and abusive emails to Kevin Thing in Torquay and my MP in Oxfordshire, who has zero interest in the National League.
Yeah, I tried to sell it to my MP in Southwest London. No reply as yet.
Nothing.
Not interested.
Nothing as yet, no. But who knows? If we'll still have a National League, if we'll still have a podcast, if we'll still have a season, if we'll still be pushing for promotion, who knows? And when I say we, John, I mean the whole...
All of us.
...of the National League.
So the latest at time of going to press, as they like to say... is that all the steps below us basically are going to get grants.
Yeah. I mean, this is changing all the time, isn't it?
And then us and the National League, North and South, no grants. Loans. But
Eddie grants.
I think I said they're going to get all the Grant Mitchell. They're going to get all the grants.
Yeah, but all we want is, John, is some Eddie grants. Give me hope, Joanna. Give me hope, Joanna.
It's a great song. I love that
great song. Before we crash on with the podcast, John, how confident are you feeling? You've read everything. You're reading everything as much as I am. How much do you think the league is going to continue?
I don't know.
Natural pessimist that you are.
Honest, I think my gut feeling is it will probably be cancelled at this stage. I think there's too many teams who are not... either A, haven't got enough... riding on it, B, and understandably so, don't want to take on these loans.
Yeah.
And so that's my feeling. And I think if it gets, even if they say it's postponed, I think it will be cancelled, because otherwise the season's going to go on forever.
And by postponed, you mean hibernated?
Yes, if it gets put on the ice, so to speak.
We are so ahead of our time, John.
If the National League gets put on the ice, that will be quite, that's gonna quite
be
the conclusion.
Unreal, if that is the phrase that is used. Putting the season on the ice for the moment. We are real, truly
trolled,
true soothsayers.
Trolled by Oliver Dowden. I think because otherwise the season's just going to sort of go on and on, and it will get into next season.
Yeah, but that's
we've
all right,
played
John.
Twice as many games as Dover, so how are they going to catch it? You know,
no,
I
we
don't
haven't.
Think
Dover have played. Dover have played about 12, haven't they? 13.
But I think there'll be too much catching up to do if it gets hibernated.
Why are you telling them all this, John? Why aren't you? They might be listening to this full national. They know there's only one podcast that covers the complete National League.
Yep,
and not just one team. And they might be listening to it thinking, right, we'll listen to that. We'll get the general opinion from that. and then we'll decide. We'll listen to that, and then we'll decide whether to put the league on the ice, hibernate it, or cancel it, null and void it completely.
Mm.
And you've just told them to cancel.
No, I haven't. No, I think they should provide the grants and they should keep going.
It's almost like you hate the National League.
No, I want out of it.
We all want out of it, John.
Yeah.
We all want out of it, don't we? But no one can ever leave is the problem, as we found out. The Hotel Vanarama.
Yep.
I think you might be right, unfortunately. I think they could hibernate it, and I think it would be mega lols to hibernate it. I think just play it through to the end of the season and either don't play home and away from now on, just play one game, 6 points, or...
But that's,
2 points.
I mean,
2 points for a draw.
That is the possibility, isn't it? That
yeah.
they sort of turn it into a little mini season to settle yeah. promotion or something like that.
Just bang it out. 2 games a week. Everybody just going for it. And what you've got is what you've got. You just have to get on with it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. Who knows, John? Who knows? We've spoken to many people, many different people about it in various levels of the game. And nobody knows.
Basically,
everyone is given a different answer. But by the time this goes out, there might be an answer. It might be over.
We can only hope.
But can only hope there'll be an answer, yes, sir. Anyway, John, we were too nervous and too annoyed about the whole situation to do a podcast last week.
It was also the FA Trophy.
Which you famously no platformed.
I briefly platformed it just to acknowledge Torquay's 4-0 win over Bournemouth, and then I no platformed it again immediately.
It was like you gave it a platform and then with the other hand just whipped it away.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, John, what's coming up in the podcast?
Let's work it out. Well, we got lots of news because thankfully the National League was back in action on the weekend and on Tuesday night. The proper competition, as opposed to the FA Trophy. So we will reflect on that, of course. You may have noticed a big hit on ITV. We certainly have both been watching it, I know.
I love it.
I love it. I'm obsessed. I'm totally obsessed with it.
I am. I'm. We sit there. My whole family watches it, from little Betty to my wife's older than me. She'll be thrilled I'm saying that. All the way up to that level of age.
Yeah.
You know, it's for all ages, isn't it?
All the way up to the age groups. Yeah. To bring it back to football.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, tick box. and we all love it. And we all sit there guessing. Betty's main guesses are either Mr. T or Beyonce.
This is the Masked Singer, by the way.
Yeah, the Masked Singer. Mr. T or Beyonce, she thinks nearly every single one. So if I don't think any of them are going to be Mr. T or Beyonce.
If it turns out at the end the Viking removes its head and it's Mr. T, you're going to look a right idiot.
I mean, she might be right. Or as Rachel Malick says, is it the Viking or is it Asa Hall?
Well, that's very true.
Why is someone on the Masked Singer dressed as Asa Hall?
How does Betty know who Mr. T is? What's the point?
Because I have many A-Team toys, John. I am a huge A-Team fan.
Really?
And it was the greatest show of my childhood, and I absolutely love it. And Mr. T is one of my all-time personal heroes. There we are. Hey, we've learned something new about me there.
To know you. Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah, I love the A-Team. I think it's absolutely brilliant.
Okay. A bit before my time, to be honest. I've never really seen it.
Oh, God.
But yes, The Masked Singer has been a big hit.
Well, we've done a football version, haven't we, John? We've come up with a footballing version. What is it called? Did you come up with the name?
It's The Masked Winger.
Ah, oh, lovely. Very good. Should be in radio production.
Should
with that
really
sort
be,
of,
shouldn't we?
The Masked Winger. All right. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to play that a bit later.
That'll be very exciting when we bring in The Masked Winger. What have we got? Lots of letters.
Oh, brilliant.
Our good friend, comedian and Sutton United fan, Tim Vine, is going to talk us through. He sort of was our correspondent watching Torquay v Sutton on Tuesday night, the top of the table clash.
We commissioned him. No money.
No money changed
hands. If you want to be the correspondent, there is no money in changes hands, but you do get to broadcast to 10 to 20 people who listen.
So you get a very detailed match report from Tim a little later on.
Some Sutton United. See, covering Sutton United there, John. All the teams in the league.
He actually covers Torquay United a bit more than he does Sutton, which is a surprise.
Oh, That's not what we employed him for, but there we go. That's the way it goes.
And that's about it, isn't it?
That sounds lovely then, John. Got any news? Give us some news.
I'll give you some news. Let's go back to Saturday, shall we? And begin there. Almost a full programme on Saturday. Only a couple of postponements. Barnet 1, Altrincham 2. So Altrincham on fire. Barnet, really, the Tim Flowers dead cat bounce. Still not materialised.
Not turned up. Flowers still in the attic.
The Flowers have died, unfortunately, I think. Looking very brown and
dried flowers.
Wilted.
Did you ever do that, John, as a child?
No.
Put them between two old encyclopedias?
Pressed flowers, no.
Kids can't do that anymore with the internet, can they? Can't press flowers with the internet.
Between two websites. Doesn't work.
What are we going to do? How are they going to do it these days? No more flowers will be pressed.
It was
maybe that's what Tim Flowers should do. Play more of a pressing game.
High press.
High press. We got there in the end.
Yeah, there we go.
We found something.
Bromley won, Halifax 2. So Halifax keeping on pushing for that playoff place. Looked a bit unlikely at the start of the season. Chesterfield 2, Wrexham 1. Ooh. Since John Pemberton left, the luck has turned for Chesterfield.
Really swung round, isn't it?
Like a curse was lifted. Yes, from the club.
The spire is untwisted.
It's true. If you went there now, it's just totally straight. Just
straight spire. Nothing's ever been wrong with it. What are you on about?
This is like any other church.
Not had a lot of luck recently.
He hasn't really, no. I don't know if he's had any new business ventures. Since the last one.
The last one he had was investing in fishing boats.
Yes. He's investing, yeah.
Not gone great for him, that, to be honest. I don't think.
I'm trying to think of any other.
I'm trying to think what's happened
news
in the last
stories.
Week. What's happened in the last week?
It's gone BBC News.
Everyone's just dead, is the thing.
That's
in the last
it.
Week,
yeah,
John.
I couldn't really.
There's not many laughs in the news at the moment.
Not much laughter.
Good evening. Everyone is dead.
It's just opened a new school. I don't know.
And finally, Skype. He wants to. He's thought, I'm going to get it. That's going to be a huge market. I'm going to put a lot of money. They've had a 15-year run-up. And
yep.
they're going to be at the front line of that. There's no one else coming through. Skype it is. Pemberton's put all his money into Skype.
Oh, I hope it goes well for him, really. elsewhere, Dagenham 3, Kingslin 2. Kingslin with 2 goals up, 2-0 up.
Oh.
Dagenham scored 3 goals in the last 18
Come
minutes.
Come on, you Linnets!
90th minute winner.
We've not heard anything from Lynn King. We thought she'd be with us a lot this season.
Thought
John.
She'd
We've
be
not
a
heard
real
a thing.
Staple of the national obsession this year. But
it's almost like we can't remember what voice we did, and we can't be bothered to listen back.
And there wasn't really much to it anyway.
Not much to it. It's just the voice and someone saying, "Come on, you Linnets," which we just keep going with anyway.
It was Dover 0, Solihull Moors 2, Stockport 1, Bournemouth 1, Sutton 3, Eastleigh 0, Willstone 3, Aldershot 4. What a game.
What a
Seven
great game
goals
that is,
thriller.
Yeah.
Weymouth 1, Hartlepool 0, first win in 10, that for Weymouth on the weekend, and then Woking 0, Maidenhead 0.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have been involved in a lot of 0-0, so we can't recently been. We'll talk about that later
well,
on.
Well, that's very true.
But a few 0-0s, John. They haven't been the most exciting games I've ever seen, but
no.
I take them. What it goes to show, John, is everybody is beating everybody, except the Gulls, who are just strong as an ox.
Everyone can beat everyone. By the way, we haven't mentioned that they sacked Jim Gannon.
Jim Gannon, gone.
Whilst we've been off, gone.
But, I mean, never really registered much about Jim Gannon, if I'm honest, although he's been there a long time and obviously given them great success.
And he was.
But they've got money, haven't they? And they're trying to be like Chelsea. Or like Man City, aren't they? They're like trying to be like, yes, we are should be the big boys. Sack our manager every 5 minutes because that seems to work.
And that the only other thing I know about him is he was furious about his Skybox not
oh,
working.
Oh yes,
I don't
of course,
know whether the two
shame,
things are linked.
It?
Maybe he resigned to go and sort of spend more time on his on his big landmark legal case.
Who are they going for, John Pemberton? John,
you imagine he's probably put his hat in the ring, isn't he?
Look, he's a deeply experienced manager, John. he ran into a bit of bad luck.
That can happen to anyone.
You know, and he's the person, the team he can show that it was bad luck with is Stockport County.
I'm just reading this now from The Athletic. Brighton under 23 coach Simon Rusk to become manager of Stockport County. Simon Rusk. What is a Rusk? Isn't it
What's the point in? There's no point in going for someone like that. He's not going to want to do it, is he? He's in Brighton. lovely place to live. Premier League. He's doing the under-23s. He'll have be having a smashing time. He's not going to want to go and manage Stockport County unless he's from Stockport or a club legend or something like that.
A rusk is a hard, dry biscuit.
Yes. Hey,
there you go.
He should be managing Reading. They're the biscuit men.
Do you want a quick bit of news from Tuesday night as well?
Because always, yes, please.
A lot more games on Tuesday. Wrexham 0, Halifax 0. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. John, we've been really in all
tedious.
The nil-nils.
We have been you're in all doing, the nil-nils.
You're doing the yawn. I mean, who wants to go to Wrexham for a nil-nil?
Oh,
unbelievable. Why can't the Hollywood people save the National League?
That's a good point.
They want to be true heroes. Mm. Step in.
Aldershot 0, Weymouth 2. Quite a result. So Weymouth 2 wins on the bounce.
And also, Aldershot have been really on form as well.
Aldershot, their keeper got sent off for handling the ball outside the box, which is always fun.
And Aldershot 0, Aldershot 0, mouth.
And the good news is that the goal scorer for Weymouth, he scored both goals, Andrew Dallas.
Oh, lovely. Andrew Dallas, great for us, this one.
Yeah.
Is he playing a big 10-gallon hat? Or is it for half the season you think he's dead and then he just turns up in the shower?
And it was all a dream.
It's all a dream that he was paying for Weymouth in the National League. Great theme tune. Is it a Mike Post theme tune, John?
He is the king of the American and, theme tune, isn't he?
Just check it out, because what are we going to link back to there? What other theme tune did Mike Post write, John?
We've
already spoken about it.
A Hill Street Blues?
No, what
he did
program
Hill Street
from
Blues,
that era have we been
chatting
about?
Oh, the A-Team.
The A-Team, John! Da-da-da-da! Yeah.
Rockford Files.
Oh,
Street
that's
Blues.
A belter. Oh, they're all brilliant.
Magnum P.I.
Oh, I'm going to get an album. I'm going to get a
Mike Post
album.
But I don't
Mike's
think he
in,
did that
Mike's
one.
In the Post.
Has anyone seen Mike Post? He's lost his post. Can't find it.
The last post.
I don't think
did he write that?
Gerald Immel wrote it.
Oh. Wrote what?
Dallas.
Oh, God. All that for nothing. Didn't even bloody write it.
Yeah.
Mike Post.
You should check out Mike Post's oeuvre. He's very good.
Okay. Is that all the news, John? Have you got more?
No, there's a few more games on Tuesday night. Altrincham 2, Wealdstone 0. Altrincham really are on fire. Up
flying,
to 4th.
Yeah, flying.
Borehamwood 0, Chesterfield 0. I mean, every time I write Borehamwood, it comes out as Boredom Wood. But this time it was actually fully merited. Bromley 2, Woking 2. Woking came from 2-0 down later on to secure a point. Mm. Bromley had Jack Bridge playing for them. I'm really looking forward to us playing them again. And obviously Billy Waters.
Ah, yes. Oh, come on.
Come
Bridge
on.
Over Billy Waters. That's
there
the that's the photograph we want.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched Bridge of Spies this week,
it's
John.
It's a good film, isn't it? It's
really
very
enjoyed
good.
It. Really enjoyed great. That. Yeah, really enjoyed that.
Highly
I'd recommend.
It's on Netflix at the moment, I think. It's very good.
That's where I watched it. Yeah.
It's excellent.
Bridge of Pies. I didn't know if there was anything.
Notts County. Yeah. Don't know.
Bridge of Pies. That's all I've got. As a
nationalobsession at gmail.com. Fill in the blanks. And finally, Dover 3, Barnet 1.
Ooh.
Dover were 3-0 up at half time, so a real stuffing. And Dover also have Harry Ransom and Ryan Hansen playing for them. Obviously, got to have a system, as Harry Hill would say.
Mbop.
And Eastleigh 3, Dagenham 0 as well.
Very good. Now, Torquay play, if we're allowed to play, Barnet Saturday, John.
We do.
Which is top v bottom, so that is a guaranteed 1-0 defeat.
Because it should be about 17-0 on paper.
Yeah, but no, but never
it
is.
Won't be.
Never ever is. It'll be 1-0 Barnet in the 78th minute. Guarantee it.
Speaking of Barnet, did you see that Boris Johnson was at the Hive in the week?
As one of the
been converted into a vaccine centre.
Yeah, big vaccine centre. All those bees in there, giving them stings.
Did speculate whether Martin Allen was
yes,
delivering the vaccine.
We were discussing as well how a gilet is the perfect thing to wear to go and have your vaccine.
Right.
It's the ultimate. You could wear it with a t-shirt underneath.
Keeps you warm
still
on
be
the way
warm.
In.
You'd still be warm enough, John. You wouldn't have to take it off when you got in. And just roll up your t-shirt sleeve. The old vaccine's done.
Out
they should
go.
Be giving out government gilets. And if I was... what's his name?
Martin Allen.
If I was Martin Allen, I would be running on that to try and get into government. Government gilets for everyone. Gilets for everyone.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. Now, John, we were just discussing earlier on how much we're enjoying The Masked Singer on a Saturday night, beautifully hosted by Joel Dommett.
Yes.
We could have got on to talk about football, but he doesn't like football, John.
No.
So it's pointless. But do follow his Instagram if you like looking at buff men lifting things.
it is a fantastic show, but we did think, how can we make it more football? And that is, of course, with The Masked Winger. Cue the music.
Well, how does it work, John? This is all you. I'm very looking forward to.
Well, obviously, The Masked Singer is a very visual format, really, isn't
yes.
it? But The Masked Winger makes use of Twitter. We've got two tweets from former Torquay United players. Could have been any club. Could have done Altrincham. Could have done, anything you like. Concord Rangers, whatever.
John, could you only think of one other National League club then?
I couldn't, and then I realised they weren't in the National League either.
Under pressure. 126 episodes in.
Under pressure.
Could John think of another National League club?
Flummoxed. Completely flummoxed.
Name three National League clubs. Oh, God. Pointless. It's like you're on pointless.
Just gone. Completely gone. Anyway, we've got two tweets from mystery Torquay United players with the voice disguised as heard on The Masked Singer.
It's very good. It's
and
a great
And quite simply, you've got to guess who they are.
The Masked Winger, John. Masked People are going to steal this. It's going to end up on national radio. I can guarantee it.
I wonder who has the power to make that happen.
The Masked Winger. Here we go. All right then, John. Play the first one out.
Do you want to hear the first one? Here
yes,
we
please.
Go.
Yeah.
If they are legally bound to accept democratic votes in the Houses of Parliament, why have they not accepted the vote to leave? I find the whole thing very bizarre.
I know who that is. I can guess who that is. It's not. Is it any National League players? Or is it any footballer?
It's Torquay United players. You've gone very specific. You can have a few guesses.
Now, what they do is they'll sort of say, it could be. And then they'll just say someone like, it's Tom Cruise. Is it Tom Cruise? Which you could, of course, say for Torquay United.
Yes. No, absolutely.
I'm going to say, is it Derek Dawkins?
Okay. Well, do you want to hear the other one as well?
And then reveal. Yeah, please. Thank you.
Here's the other one.
No one is allowed an opinion at the moment that doesn't conform. Sad world.
Oh dear.
Both a bit Brexity, aren't they?
Very Brexity. Not very not very cool, not very dudish, but you know, some people change their shtick as they go through life, you know. I'm gonna have a guess at Derek Dawkins there.
Okay. Well,
so I'm going with there, John.
All right, I think we should just reveal one of them.
Oh, was it two different people?
There were two different people with the same opinion.
Oh gosh.
Quite tricky.
Okay. Okay, second one. I'm going to say, is it Lee Mansell, the second one?
Okay, that's what you're going with?
That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
Reveal the first one. Take it off. Take it off. Take them off. Take it off.
Take them off, Gary.
Take him off. Bloody hell.
It was Dave Caldwell.
It's Dave Caldwell. Club legend.
Yeah.
Dave Caldwell. Business at the front. Fun at the party at the back. What a player. Dave Caldwell. Really? Right. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So that's one. And we'll leave the other one to the Foffs.
Should we let the Foffs try and guess the other one?
Try and just play it out again, John.
The problem is you could just search it on Twitter and find it out. Maybe we should just reveal it.
I trust them not to cheat.
Here we go.
No one is allowed an opinion at the moment that doesn't conform. Sad world.
Who could that be? Let us know who you think on Twitter or John. What's the email address?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
That's the Masked Winger. I think it's a winner, John. It's brilliant.
I think
there
so.
There we are. Very, very good. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession. Now, it was Torquay United versus Sutton in the midweek, and a top of the table clash, of course. And the last live game we both went to, John, was of course Sutton v Torquay United with Tim Vine and all the directors and the board members of Sutton United really sitting in the top seats, weren't we, John? Really looking down our noses at a lot of the Torquay fans that day.
I think we were called prawn sandwich bastards.
We'd dined on chicken chasseur.
I don't even like prawns.
It was lovely, wasn't it? How the other half live in Sutton. Mm. Of course, Tim Vine is Sutton's preeminent fan, and he is our Sutton United correspondent, and we were lucky enough to be able to get in touch with him and ask him to give his thoughts on the match pre, during and post. Here it is.
Hello folks, this is Tim Vine, Sutton United correspondent. Looking forward very much to this top of the table clash in the National League. Sutton United, our very own Sutton United, against Torquay. And we're playing at Torquay, so it's a long, snowy drive. But hopefully the players will feel refreshed and up for it after their brilliant win against Eastleigh a few days ago, where Craig Eastman scored an absolute belter, essentially from the halfway line. The ball came to him and he took the decision to kick it towards the goal. Always a good decision. Because as we know, if you don't kick the ball towards a goal, you'll never score a goal. Not always, actually, because if you kick it away, I've had that situation on occasion. When I used to play, I kicked the ball away from my own goal and it came off the shin of one of my defenders and went into the goal. But that's an own goal and a painful memory. But let me just remind you, as I say, where the standing are of these two teams. Torquay have played 18 games and are on 39 points. Sutton are on 30 points, so 9 points behind. Oh dear, but no, not oh dear, because Sutton have only played 15 games. We have 3 games in hand against Torquay, which means that if we win this game, well, the gap really is closing in a serious fashion. The Seagulls should be worried. Incidentally, the Seagulls is a great nickname for a club and its supporters. We have a more intricate nickname. We are the Amber Chocolate Ewes. So we are, multicoloured female sheep. And in a fight, a multicoloured female sheep will always beat a seagull, I think you'll find. I will speak to you after I've worked out how to get through this live streaming system on the Torquay website. But once I have, I'll speak to you at half-time and let you know how the match is going. Come on, Sutton! Hello, folks. This is Tim Vine, the Sutton United correspondent, talking to you at half-time. It's Torquay versus Sutton United at Torquay United. Playmore is the name of the ground at Torquay United. The pitch looked very good, actually. I had enough time to look at it because it wasn't the most thrilling of halves. But nonetheless, 0-0 is the score. I think probably is a report. I should have said that at the top of this bulletin. But it's 0-0, and the Yellows, Sutton United, are playing in green, and Torquay United, who also refer themselves as United, are playing in yellow. So they're both United. Yellows are in green, and United's in yellow. It was very even, I thought, throughout. Ajiboye, I thought had a couple of tremendous, dangerous runs early on, and one blistering drive straight at the keeper. And I thought perhaps it might be a night when he would really send them into utter perplexity. Look up the word perplexity. Perplexity might perplex the defence. Apoplexy, that's it, apoplexy. What is apoplexy? What is that when you can't spell? That's dyslexia, isn't it? There's an X in it. Anyway, so it's 0-0. Not a lot's happened. Whitfield, I wrote that down. I believe he's a Torquay player and he had the odd mazy run as well. I found at certain points the match... as I say, it wasn't utterly gripping. It was like a chess game. And I don't mean in terms of the tactics. I mean in terms of how much movement there was. I'm kidding. There was loads of movement. The ball was being kicked all over the shop. They're playing in a shop. No, they're not. But one thing I discovered you can do if you get a little bit bored during a half of a National League game is see how many words you can make out of the word Vanarama. And I would be interested to know if anyone can make a four-letter word out of the word Vanarama, because I couldn't, and I stared at it for a very long time. I wrote it down on a piece of paper, jumbled the letters up. I did think at one point if I could have a C, I could have got caravan out of it. But... But that's not really, you know, the purpose of why I was watching the match. I think Sutton United are going to win this. Come on, Sutton! I'll speak to you at the end. Tim Vine here at the end of the match. Torquay versus Sutton United. The top-of-the-table clash that ends 0-0. I've seen worse 0-0s, but I'm afraid it never really looked like going either way. Not a lot of... In fact, I can't think of a single absolute gilt-edged chance for either side. The big moment in the second half, at 55 minutes, Dean Moxey from Torquay was sent off. I mean, I thought to myself then, I thought, well, I know what's going to happen now. Torquay are going to win this game. And for a minute, it looked like they were going to. They definitely improved and were all over Sutton. And Sutton looked like they were the ones with 10 men. How many times have we seen that happen before? And then a wonderful thing that brought back some lovely memories for me was the commentator from Torquay said the mist is coming in off the sea at Babbacombe. And there was a mist that descended over the ground. And just hearing the word Babbacombe made my heart warm, because probably my favourite theatre in all the British Isles is the Babbacombe Theatre, set on the cliff there with the most beautiful views out over the sea. We stay at the Osborne Hotel, which is a beautiful setting for a hotel. Slightly, and forgive me if the person who redesigned the interior is listening, but slightly ruined by the interior designer. Just a tiny bit. It was made a bit kind of, I don't know, everything was grey and pink. And in the past, it had been a pine wood sort of natural look to the place on the inside. And, I mean, the bar has all the stalls around the outside of the wall, pointing at the wall. I mean, it's like you've got 25 stalls lined up against the wall. Who's going to... Why would you go to a hotel bar and face a wall? But as I say, 0-0 today. Torquay United 0 and remain 9 points clear of Sutton United and are still the leaders of the National League. A point shared at Playmore. Well, not a point shared. That would be half a point each. A point each, because it was a draw. They got 1 point each. Over and out.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Three letters.
Yes, come on, that's all right.
And some really lovely, before we start, some lovely reviews on iTunes as well.
Thank you very beautiful, much, yes, those. That really helps. Thank
they
you so
really
much.
They really do help.
Some 5-star reviews and some nice words really helps us. So if you haven't done that, if you could go and do that, we'd appreciate it.
That is as good as giving us a little tip. Just yeah, a little tip at the end of each episode.
You never know. You never know who it is, though, because people use like jazzy names on iTunes, like cool names.
Like King Steve 3.
Yeah, yeah. Toffee Guitar is one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go.
I wonder who that is. So three letters, John.
First letter is a new correspondent.
On the ice.
Charlie Hewings.
On the ice, Charlie.
Sounds very confusing, doesn't it?
He says, on the ice, talking to myself, going mad about the National League.
He says, on the ice, gents, having discovered the Pooh's letter towards the end of last year, I finally managed to listen to all of the episodes.
I love that when all people of them. Do that. Completists.
Finished it. He says, whilst it has been occasionally an uphill struggle not naming any episodes, I thoroughly enjoyed it. On my way to work the other morning, I saw Hearst, who appeared to have rear-ended a bakery truck whilst being distracted.
Yes, he will have done.
Counting a big wad of cash he had on the dashboard, He got out immediately and yelled, "Baker, you bastard."
you bastard. Bridge of Pies. That could be the bakery. It could be Hearst's bakery.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bridge of Pies.
With vaccines currently not being offered to retail workers, I have taken a leaf out of Ivor Dewdney's book and tried the Cornish Rattler vaccine.
Good stuff.
But
this
all I've managed to get from it so far is some missold PPI and a bad headache. Loving a podcast from lifelong Torquay fan, Charlie Hewings. Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. Great. What a great opening gambit there from Charlie. Really up to the level required.
That did remind me. I forgot to mention that's what we were going to do. We were going to call Ivor because we signed a player from Truro.
Oh, we did a keeper, didn't we? Yeah, but there we are. We haven't
James
called him.
James Hammond or something like that.
James Hammond.
Wonder how much what his release clause was. Pound.
It is, and also They've got that G6, haven't they? In
G20.
The G20.
G6.
G20's going to Cornwall, isn't it? I wonder if Ivor's got anything to do with that.
We'll have to do it next week.
Have to do that next week, John. Be old news by then, but we'll just be getting to Cornwall by then. Hey, Charlie, great letter. Thank you so much. Mm. Really great stuff. And lovely that you're referencing other episodes.
Well, on
welcome
your way,
on the ice.
On your journey to a FOF, your journey has begun.
Yes.
Gammy Knee gets in touch.
Ah, ha, ha. So it's not really three letters, John.
It's two and a bit, isn't
two,
it? Yeah.
Two letters and one from your dad.
He says, on the ice, Charlie. On your bike.
The ice.
On your bike, John.
Oh,
it's not
lovely.
Very nice, is it? Yeah,
we're not rubbing it in, isn't it?
He says, my reason for writing is to inquire about FOF status. Mm. I know that the rules forbid listeners from asking for FOFs, but I don't think there's any legal obstacle to stop us requesting FOFs for someone else.
Okay.
I'm thinking here of our Afrikaans friend, regular contributor Graham Cousins.
Graham Cousins. All right, Graham.
Forgive me if I'm wrong, but I'm sure he has submitted a required number of communiques. Will you reward him?
We're not giving him a FOF number.
Look here, Gammy, before you try and get a little bit ahead of yourself, I think we have, haven't we?
It's almost like Gammy thinks we don't keep correct records.
FOF database, FOF 41, Graham Cousins. Back in your box, up, Gammy.
Up your ass, Gammy Knee. On your knee. And that has put you, when we do eventually allow actual friends or family to have numbers, you are at the back of the queue now. Oh, GK, it's nice to know he's listening, though, isn't it, John?
Made a bit of a fool of himself.
he's looking after the listeners there, isn't he? Looking after the people listening up, checking in on you. Helicopter, I think that's called helicopter parenting, I think.
Is that right?
He's 30, Gammy, leave him alone. God's sake, he's got a job.
Thank you very much, Gammy, for your email. Yeah, and finally, Daisy Seller gets back in touch.
Hey, Daisy. All right. On the ice to you.
The old florist.
Yes. Oh, she's the NHS nurse.
She is, absolutely.
Yeah, lovely.
She says, hello, gents. Hope you're well. I'm delighted to hear that Altrincham are your second favourite National League team.
They're not.
You will no doubt be aware that we had to forfeit our FA Trophy game due to the Rona. At least we can focus on the league now. With this in mind, below is a photograph from me with the FA Trophy, the last time that Altrincham won it in 1986. And she does. She attaches a picture of a very youthful Daisy Seller with the FA Trophy.
Lovely stuff. Can we put that on Twitter? Are we allowed to? Is that
allowed? I think basic data protection says we can't put a picture of a sort of two-year-old Daisy.
All right, I tell you what, it's absolutely great that we've got a proper Altrincham fan.
Proper Altrincham fan.
Because when people cast the stone at us, John, that we are a Talk United podcaster. All right, not into Altrincham, though. And also, John, I think it's time. She's an NHS nurse, which makes her not have one letter required. She sent in two letters.
Kajunsh. Special NHS FOF 42.
42, Chikunk, which is of course is the meaning of life, isn't it? The number 42.
Oh, it is,
John?
Isn't it? Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So the meaning of life there, FOF number 42. Daisy, congratulations on the ice to you, Daisy Seller. Thank you for all the work you're doing. I don't want Jane Kelly getting cross, getting jealous because we've got another nurse. Bit of nurse on nurse action. Don't Google that, John. Don't Google.
A bit of inter-NHS rivalry. Not good at this time. We need them pulling together.
No. There we are. Is that all the letters, John?
That's a lot.
Well, so the FOFs are so excellent. Thank you so much for writing in. Appreciate it. And please, we put Gammy Knee back in his box. FOF 41, you'll think you'll find.
Yep.
Leave John alone. He's fine. He's a grown man.
Moved to London a decade ago. He's fine.
He's a job. He produces a national radio show. God's sake.
Very good on the spot helicopter impression.
If you want to send us a letter and become a FOF, you need to send us three letters to become a FOF, or two if you're an NHS nurse. Where do they send the emails, John?
They send it to nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Hope the National League's still running next week. Goodbye on the ice!
Goodbye.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.